Keuchel set at the belt. Now delivers, and that's grounded sharply right at Correa, who boots it and throws the second, not in time. A run scores as Rosario comes in, and it's 5-0 Minnesota. And all has just gone wrong for Keuchel in this inning. Gets betrayed by his defense once again.
Yeah, it's tough to have to try to get five outs in an inning. Got the ground ball to the shortstop, firmly hit, and Sano, not a great runner. Should have been a double play ball.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Well, it's rare in baseball when you get a mulligan, but you kind of got that yesterday. Game got called because of rain after starting the top of the third inning. You were down 5-0. Dallas Keuchel had given up four runs in the second. And I mean, you hate to sit around for two and a half hours and wait to decide whether you're going to play or not. But all things considered, I mean, to get that clean slate has to be a good thing.
Yeah, we'll take it. I mean, it very rarely do you get saved by Mother Nature that way. The game didn't start out very well. It doesn't mean we wouldn't have been able to come back. But we did get a little bit fortunate with the big inning in the second inning. The rains came a little bit earlier than the forecast predicted, and we walk out of here feeling a little bit better than when we had stoppage of play.
So now a day-night doubleheader today, and, you know, game one, I imagine, is always a little trickier to manage just because you know you have a second game coming up, especially when you talk about using the bullpen. Well, does it change anything for you, if at all, in terms of how you manage?
Yeah, I think a little bit in terms of a close game where you're trailing. You know, if you have a chance to win the game, you're going to manage the game to win the game and not worry about the second game. I think when you're down by one or down by two, using Giles, using Harris, using Neshek, some of the guys that you use in the winning games, you might do that a little bit less. But for the most part, you try to block out the idea that you have two games. Really focus on one game so that you don't mess up both games by being too careful, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future, positive or negative.
Luke Gregerson, he's on the disabled list. He's been out with that oblique injury. I know he threw a bullpen off the mound yesterday, which is a good sign for him. Looks like he's pretty close.
He is, and we're hoping to activate him in Toronto if he can get through today. Feel pretty good about it. He's had a couple weeks off, so you know we're not going to do a rehab assignment and spend more days not pitching. So as a veteran, I trust that he's going to be ready. But we're crossing our fingers that sometime in Toronto he can get in there.
And with the two games, obviously, you have a pretty small position player group. You've been going with three bench players now for the last couple of days. I'd imagine you plan on getting some guys off their feet in that second game.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I mean, everyone's going to play. We only have 12 position players, so we'll get a couple guys off early. I'm going to have Gattis have the first game off. Kemp will have the first game off. Tyler White. They'll all three start somewhere in the second game, and three guys will sit in the second game. So. We're going to need our entire offense to get through the 18 innings. You know, you hope it's 18 innings and not more than that with the extra innings. But a long physical day for these guys. It's a mental day as well. You know, Chris Devinsky, he's going to sit around all day waiting for his start. The bullpen's going to sit through two games, not knowing if they're going to pitch or not. So we don't get a ton of these doubleheaders in our season. So when they come, they're a little bit bizarre.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros and Dodgers played a 3.5-hour Donnybrook on August 11, 1986. After six innings, the game was tied 3-3 and the starting pitchers were long gone. Hits were spraying all over the Astrodome and the Dodgers finally took the lead in the seventh and increased it with two more in the eighth. Down 6-3, Jose Cruz homered off Tom Niedenfuhr and Alan Ashby singled and scored to make it 6-5. The Astros closer Dave Smith and retired the Dodgers in the ninth. Dodgers closer Ken Howell never retired a batter. Danny Walling started the ninth with a single. Glenn Davis walked, Kevin Bass singled, but Walling was thrown out at home. Cruz got a free pass, but Ashby thwarted Tommy Lasorda's strategy with a walk-off double that gave the Astros a 6-5 win.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a split doubleheader today. I've got Tony Sipp with me, relief pitcher for the Astros. And Tony, when's the last time you played a doubleheader? Can you remember that?
I know I had a lot with the Indians back in the day. We had a lot of rainouts, snowouts, anything you can imagine. But, you know, it's kind of typical. Get ready for a longer day than what you're already used to, and just pack a lunch.
How about in college? I mean, when you're a position player, having to strap it on for a couple of games, and especially when you get that break in between, what's the most challenging thing for you?
I think actually trying to restart it.
Yeah.
After game one, you know, we're so used to getting in routines, and after the game, you kind of want to shut everything off and try to ease the mind. But now you have to get everything going, reboot the system, and, you know, get ready to do it all over again. So, I mean, I think that's the toughest part, just getting out of that routine.
For you personally, last, maybe up to 10 games, you look like your old self again as far as getting the ball out front. Mm-hmm. You feel a lot better?
Yeah, I've been feeling better here lately. Mm-hmm. Still cursed by the random home run here. but one good thing that I have been taking away from all my outings is I feel like I've been getting ahead and locating the ball.
Yeah.
But for some reason or another, can't just give up a double or even a triple, you know, that I could try to work my way out of. It's always been a solo home run, but just taking it step by step, I feel really good where I'm at. And now I know I'm going to have to work my way back, and maybe in lesser games, maybe a couple games that the score isn't as close. But you just got to know where you're at. But just reassuring that I know I'm out there working to try to get back in those close games.
It's amazing. And we say almost any pitcher I've ever known have one season where every mistake that they throw gets taken advantage of. And then there's some seasons that every time you throw a mistake, a guy pops it up or hits into a double play. It's just amazing how it goes sometimes. But, I mean, sometimes you get to reboot and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of those mistake pitches that you wish you could get back.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you get them back. You know, they foul them off or sometimes they'll even take them for strike three. And, you know, it makes you look like you had a legit plan out there to trick them and have them not swing. But,
Yeah,
it's just one of those years that the mistakes that I make hadn't been getting the balls back, been souvenirs for a lot of guys. But, I mean, it's part of the game. I've had to work both sides, and, you know, you can't complain when this part happens to you, because I've gotten away with a lot also. And it's just one of those years in that time.
Last thing with Tony Sipp. Tony, a lot of people understand there's a pitching coach on a team, and some people don't understand there's a bullpen coach as well. And he's kind of like your secondary pitching coach. But for you relievers, he's kind of the main guy, and Craig Bjornsson is that guy for the Astros. Tell me what he brings to the table.
Well, he brings a lot. I mean, because, you know, he's pretty good at making plans for you individually. He's not just a team orchestrated blueprint for one guy. He takes it case by case, and especially when you're struggling, because, you know, when things are going well, you don't really need a coach or need to hear advice. When things are kind of struggling, he's good at kind of picking you apart and seeing what's different. Going back, looking at like your highlight reel, seeing how things were when you were good, and just trying to pick apart what he thinks that you're doing different now. That's what he's done throughout this season, you know, just try to not change too much, but, you know, show you the difference. I think that's what he does well, focusing on the positives and never focusing on what you did in the previous outing if you messed up. But he'll take you back a year before when things were going well, and I think that's what he's really good at.
That's Tony Sipp. Tony, best of luck this doubleheader today, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.